Tut mir leid. Zwickern hat sich das rein.
Ja! Holy Spirit, let us become aware of the deeper dimension of what is kingdom. In 1974, Prabhupada was on the ocean in Bombay, and he said something about the deeper dimension of kingdom. If I love you, then as soon as there are some news, oh, Dr. Ghosh is coming, I shall be very much interested to hear about you. When are you coming? How are you coming? That is love. So that is Shravana. If one has love for God, he must hear about God. And if one has heard about God, then he must chant also. He should, preach to others, oh, God is like this, God is like that, God is so beautiful, he does like this, he does like that. That is kirtan. The noun kirtan comes from the verb root kirtan. Let us praise a little bit Krishna. Not just with our lips. Out in the forest of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis spent their time deeply longing for Krishna. When will he return? When will he come and how will he come? Radharani's thoughts reflect what goes on in the mind of all the Brajavasis. She says, oh, when will this long day ever end? When will the evening arrive and bring auspiciousness to my eyes so that I can see Nandanandana? I will see Krishna's curly locks covered by the dust of the Vrindavan soil, which was upraised by the cows. I will see his beautiful moon-like face. And when I see his handsome form, his sweet smile, his charming movements, when I hear his flute song, the suffering which I felt for the whole day will be over. But alas, what is wrong with this day? It seems to go on for thousands of millennia. The cruel creator, the fool Brahma, has turned this afternoon into a hard, grinding stone that crushes my grain-like heart. All the Brijbasis stand at the gate of the town of Vrindavan and they look towards the eastern direction, hoping that it will bring Krishna to their eyes. Then all of a sudden, they hear the loud mooing of the Surabhi cows. They see dust clouds raising as if raised by a storm, and the devatas coming down to roll themselves in this dust, which is touched by Krishna Balaram's lotus feet. They hear the sound of the flutes of the cowherd voice, but they cannot make out the sight of Krishna and Balaram. Then all of a sudden, on the horizon, is the effulgence of a black blue sapphire sweeping over the horizon. And then they see Krishna and Balaram amidst the cows. My dear devotees, one of them is black and the other has the color of silver. Mother Earth seemed to have entirely turned her body into dust of various colors. And this dust rises up in the sky and then falls down in an obeisance to touch the body of Krishna. Krishna has a beautiful white turban, slightly tilted. There's a peacock feather. Krishna has his famous Kostuma jewel, which sends flashes of lightning. The yellow pollen from the lotus, which is hanging above his ear, has now come on his cheek, and his cheek is colored yellow. Krishna smiles at the devotees. Then he places his flute another time on his lips. And all of a sudden he plays a very joyful melody, and his eyes start to dance. His eyes seem to ask the Brijvasis, "Do you notice the exquisite melody from my flute?" The devatas come down another time. They stand by the side of the road. And suddenly Krishna goes into a special raga. The effect is that all the cows stop. Yes, they don't move. They were running before Krishna to be the first to be back in Nandagaon, but now they stop because Krishna induces them to drink from the last crystal clear lakes before Nandagaon, so that his cows will not feel any thirst. Then the cows move on, the earth trembles and cries because it is split up by thousands and millions of cow's feet. But Krishna's soft lotus feet close the wounds of Mother Earth. The boys dance home, and all the Brijvasis who see Krishna returning perform an aratic ceremony to their beloved Krishna. And they shout, "Jayananda Yashoda Dulal!
Jayananda Yashoda Dulal!
Giri Varadhari!
Giri Varadhari!
Gopal!
Gopal!"
The gopis who stepped on the rooftops throw flower plant petals on Krishna. This is the nature of love. Narada Muni defines bhakti as the supreme suffering in the absence of Krishna and the supreme joy in the presence of Krishna. My dear devotees, you can test your love to Krishna during kirtan. Do you feel joy in singing? Or do you feel suffering? But don't worry. Even if you will now hear this kirtan, which comes from my lips and my heart, which are so dry and so unmelodically, know that the Lord keeps a special place for all of those who do kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Bye.
Yeah. Ah!
Ashtutosa tasi simatisti vandis. Shila abe charanaravinda shila bhakti vedanta. Swami Maharaja shila pamukhar. Anankuti vaishnavrinda. His confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Prem Sakho Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha. Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gopa Dhan. Vrindavan Mathura Dham. Navadvip Mayapur Dham. Ganga Maya Muna Maya Ki. Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki. Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki.
Remind you of this quotation of Srila Prabhupada, which tells something about the inner dimension of kirtan. I would love to read it again to you because it is so eye-opening in some ways. Srila Prabhupada speaks about the inner dimension of kirtan. He says, if I love you, then as soon as there are some news, oh, Dr. Ghosh is coming, I shall be very much interested to hear about you. When are you coming? How are you coming? That is love. So that is Shravanam. If one has love for God, he must hear about God. That is the purpose of Shravanam, to hear about God. And if one has heard about God, then he must chant also. He should preach to others, oh, God is like this, God is like that, God is so beautiful, he does like this, he does like that. That is kirtan. And at another time he also brought this idea of remembering Krishna, or becoming mindful of Krishna in kirtan. He talked about this. He wrote actually in the Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. Smaranam means always remembering. Just like this chanting. When I say Hare Krishna, immediately I remember Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, everything of Krishna, automatically, his quality, his beauty. So this is one of the, one of the points which we were reflecting on during this 1 week kirtan course. There are many more weeks now. It has just started. We were looking at chanting with this inner dimension of kirtan, this remembering the soul of kirtan. this relationship with Krishna. I wish you now a very nice and restful night, and we see each other tomorrow at the usual time of the morning program. Then there will be a last session, a concluding session. Yeah, I think so, isn't it? The concluding session for the students of the Kirtan course. In this concluding session, and I wanted to tell you, I would love to look at questions which you have from this course, or questions in general. It's our chance to be together and explore these deeper questions, so please come well prepared with your questions, not somewhere in your subconsciousness, but ready to be posed and ready to be asked. Good, so sleep well and continue to sing in the night in your dreams. This is the idea of prolonged kirtan. You don't want to stop. There is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, those who have heard the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have the injunction to always chant. There is no injunction or no order to ever stop chanting during the 24 hours of the day. This instruction is not there. Now stop. Continue in your dreams if possible. Let's see if Krishna one day blesses us like this. Hare Krishna. Good night, everyone.
No injunction, Lord.
Hare Krishna.